Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Divana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 12 kuLwezi 2021 igama ngontungamile inkomo nazi ezihamba phambili kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende amabili awe MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora abalisa uSenator Khalipane Phukeni loSenator Chief Ndlovu kanye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu elabantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama Warriors linqotshwe ngele South Africa emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup qualifier izolo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi akekho obulawe yi-COVID-19 izolo, kodwa luthi kutholakale abangamashumi phose amathathu 27 belomkhuhlane lo. Abalitshumi lanye babantu laba ngabafundi bezikolo ezitshiyeneyo emaSwingo kanye laseMashonaland West. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuvikela lomkhuhlane bedlula inkulungwane ezilitshumi lane 14,124. Abahlatshwe esibili bazinkulungwane eziphezu kancane kweziyisishiyangalombili 8,341. Kubotshwe amalunga edale lesenethi awebandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora athi uSenator Khalipane Phukeni loSenator Chief Ndlovu izolo. Ababili laba babotshwe ngesikhathi besemhlanganweni wokukhuthaza uZulu wesigaba seJotsholo eMathebeleland North ukuthi abhalisele ukuvota ngobunengi kukhetho luka-2023. UPhukeni loNdlovu babikwa bebotshwe ndawonye lamanye amalunga ebandla amahlanu. Ibandla leMDCT likusolile kakhulu lokhu lisithi kumele abantu laba bakhululwe. UJonga Kandemiri weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Phukeni esestokisini wamchasisela ngokwenzakeleyo.
Manje kufika amapolisa manje bephethe isibhamu ngeMaston Grenade. Manje abantu basephakama bephethe babaleka ngathi hayi abaningi ngoba ngibona ukuthi ngahle kwenzeka imhlekelele. Amaphosa angazintroduce hayi mina ngumfanetsha waphukeni manini sikhulume abantu bathandaze sibone ukuthi asizakala kanjani. Hayi ngahle ngathelwa ukuthi ngiyabotshwa bangafuni bazosebenzisa udlami hayi angizi ngiyazintroduce mhloni antabona ngiyazama ukuthi sibone ukuthi asizakala kanjani.
Umnumzana Khalipane Phukeni ngusenator webandla leMDCT elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora ubexoxa leStudio 7 esesitokisini eJotsholo. UMonzora yena ubikwa ubekhona laye kulomhlangano kodwa kabotshwanga. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi. Yeah. izigaba zemathebelelendi zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bepharlamente ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo phansi kohlelo lwe-delimitation kulezi zigaba. Isabelo sinye simele sibe labantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili 20,000 ababhalisele ukuvota. Nxa isabelo silabantu abaphansi kwenani leli siyadilizwa sixhunyaniswe lesingumakhelwane. Isigaba sakoBulawayo sona isilizabelo esilichumi lambili isikhangelelwe ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amabili kumbe amathathu. Kutsho isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance koBulawayo umnumzana Sithan Chirotsa kungxoxo ayenze lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7.
Sibe lomhlangano labantu bezekhi lapho esakhuthazwa khona ngumama uKhube uMrs Khube osebenzele ezekhi esitshela ukuthi inani labantu abarejista enjube emagwegwe lephumula liphansi kakhulu njalo ukuthi uBulawayo ulakho ukuhluthunelwa ama-constituents amabili umbeni amathathu nge-delimitation exercise. Ngingathi ukuthi inyanga ezintathu ezine ezidlulileyo besincedisa nge-transport ukuthi abantu behambe ezekhi be-register ukuvota. Njalo sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu behambe be-register ukuvota, especially laba abantu abatsha ngoba yibo phela abadinga impilo, yibo abantu abadinga amathuba kakhulu ukwedlula thina sesilunguza phela khona ngale osokuhambe abantu abaningi. Ngingathi ukuthi ngo-December izekhi iyabe ihambe ezindaweni kuma-districts. Lokhu bakwenza ngoba kube lo mkhosi ukuthi izekhi kayihambeli bantu, njalo ukuthi kuyadula kakhulu ukuthi abantu begade izimoto besiya ezekhi.
Siyabona ukubana njengebandla like lakhuthaza abantu ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani kathesi ngendaba yokubhalisela ukuvota?
Into efuniyo lapha yikuthi umthwakazi athathelwe kumbe ahluthunelwe ama-seat. Ngakho ke izimoto esezilazo kathesi ngibona sezifika kubo 25 amakhombi esiwasebenzisayo ukuncedisa uZulu ukuthi ahambe ezekhi ayoregister ukuyavota. Into le iqakathekile ngoba thina into esingayifuniyo ukuthi umthwakazi ahluthunelwe ama-seat yilaba abahlala ebamba zonke.
Njengebandla kuyini elikwenzayo ukukhankasa phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2023 njengoba sisizwa kuthiwa lama by elections lawo alakho ukwenziwa kusukana ezilandelayo?
Amalungiselelo silawo sibili, akhona amalungiselelo kodwa bengicela ukutshela Chris ukuthi ihungahunga elibambileyo yikuthi ukhetho alisoke lube khona ngoba umnankagu ufuna ukuthi ayenze i-GNU labo Monsora. Ilihungahunga elikhona iqinisa langikhona asikalibambi. Njalo lelo hungahunga lisoze liphazamise inhlelo zethu ngoba phela kukhanya kusobala ukuthi izanu iyesaba ukuthi ihambe kukhetho ngoba esaba ukuthi umongameli uNelson Chamisa ebandla lakhe bazanqoba. Ungananzelela into ekhona eyokukhitshwa okwama MP kudalela eParliament ibiyindlela eyokuthi iParliament kungene abantu abawelana loMonsora, kusenzelwa khona ukuthi kube le-GNU lomnankagwa. Phela i-GNU leyo ayisoke iphumelele nxa iParliament ilabantu abangelani loMonsora. So lelo hungahunga libambile kodwa alisoze liphambanise inhlelo zethu.
Umnumzana Sithan Chirotsa isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance koBulawayo. Amabandla ezombusazwe kwele South Africa asethule imbiko ehlukeneyo ngembali kamnumzana Frederick de Klerk yena obhubhe izolo ngemva kokukhulelwa ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane. UDe Klerk ufese leminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalombili lanhlanu 85. UDe Klerk waba ngumongameli wokugcina owayephethe uhulumende wabamhlophe owawulobandlululo i-apartheid ophele ngo-1994. Ibandla elibusayo ele-ANC lethule amazwi enduduzo lisithi umufi wadlala indima enkulu ekuqedeni ukuncindezelwa kwabensundu kwele South Africa. Abibandla le-Inkatha Freedom Party labenhlanganiso ye-Mandela Foundation labo bamncomile ngokuphathisa ukuqeda umbuso wobandlululo ngokucanda indlela yokuthi umuyi umnumzana Nelson Mandela athathe intambo zombuso ephuma entolongweni ngemva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili lasikhombisa. Kodwa ibandla elikhokhelwa ngomnumzana Julius Malema ele Economic Freedom Fighters lisole kakhulu uDe Klerk lisithi ube ngumbulali olegazi labantu abansundu ezandleni zakhe oze wafa esala ukuthi umbuso wakhe wawumubi. Lanxa nje imuli kaDe Klerk yethule ividiyo yakhe exolisa nge-apartheid izolo. I-EFF ithi uDe Klerk kamelanga aphiwe inhlonipho kumbali yokwakhiwa kweSouth Africa, kanti njalo uhulumende kamelanga aphathise ngemali emngcwabeni wakhe. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Kwafa abantu abaningi kakhulu ngaphansi kambuso kaDe Klerk. Kunesigabeko nje esenzeka la eGauteng eVereeniging eBoipatong lapho kwafa khona izinkumbi zabantu. Kube khona futhi ukubulawa kwabantu kokusenzeka ezitimeleni okwavela muva ukuthi kwakuyisandla sesithathu. Lento kwakuchaza kube sengathi ANC ne-IFP kodwa kwavela ukuthi kwakunesandla sesithathu sasingesawo amabhunu ngaphansi kolawulo lwakhe uDe Klerk. Ngakho-ke abantu ikakhulukazi indlu emnyama lapha eSouth Africa ngicabanga nje ukuthi kubona abagqize qhakala ngokufa kwaDe Klerk. Yilokhu ngathi bangaselebrate ukuthi uhambile umbulali. Indlu emhlophe nayo yayivele ihlukane phakathi uDe Klerk kubantu abamhlophe kukhona abambona njengomsindisi ngoba isimo sasesisiba sibi kakhulu sesilimaza kakhulu osomabhizinisi. Kwaba khona ingcindezi abayifaka kuDe Klerk ababevele sebeyifakile kuNationalist Party okuyikhona okwaholela ukuthi uDe Klerk aze awuthathe intambo zombuso kuPW Board ngo-89. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kulabo kubo bazibona belahlekelwe liqhawe, bazibona belahlekelwe yindoda sibindi ngoba kwakungelula lokhu akwenzayo uDe Klerk ukuvula imlomo zonke inhlangano ezazivala umlomo ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa futhi kuyo indlu emhlophe sizakhumbula ukuthi kukhona ababengahambisani nakho konke lokhu uDe Klerk ayekwenza ukuletha inguquko ezaholela kukhetho lokuqala. Sizakhumbula ukuthi kwakukhona amaqembu amanye abelungu iConservative Party eyayiphethwe laphana Andrew Strinach, kube khona iBurumaha kaTere Blanche. UTere Blanche yilaba sizakhumbula ngengxoxo zeCodesa abagasela lapha engxoxweni eKempton Park. Ngiyacabanga ke ukuthi kulabo namanye nje amabhunu amaningi emaplazini namanje sisababona ukuthi abakaguquki, abakemukeli isimo lesesikhona. Mhlawumbe nje nabo kungabe kubajabulisile ukuthi wafa lo muntu osilethe inguquko esasingayifuni.
Amanye amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika kumbe singathi iSADC ayimbona engumuntu onjani, uzachiya imbali enjani.
I-apartheid ingumbuso yahlukumeza amazwe amaningi kakhulu. Yayikwazi ukungena emazweni amaningi e-Afrika lapho kwakubhace khona i-ANC ne-PAC ifike izenzele umathanda nje ize ibulale nezizalwana zakulawo mazwe iphume ihambe. Iphinde futhi iphazamise kwezo umnotho emazweni amaningi la ikakhulukazi angomakhelwane kusada. Ingathi abaholi uma kade besaphila ikakhulukazi abaholi abafana nomabhuto sesesekho, amaholi abafana noKhamuzu Banda, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi babedla mgano munye nombuso wobandlululo eSouth Africa. Kodwa nje emazweni amaningi la ayelwa encedisana nemibutho eyayisilwa nobandlululo ngaphakathi eSouth Africa akazi ukukhumbuleka njengeqhawe, uzakhumbuleka nje njengalo kwabo baholi ababefana mhlawumbe lapha singathi nabo Ian Smith ukuthi babe ngabaholi nje ababe ngabacindezeli abebe ngafuni umuntu omnyama ukuthi asimame azivuse aziphathe naye.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Selikubonile na ukusemaphephandabeni. Ikroniko ithi izisebenzi zikahulumende zizabhatalwa amabhonasi azo ngedola leMelika lonyaka. Izim Life ithi amagqwetha alwela amalungelo asephe amapolisa insuku eziyisikhombisa ukuthi aveze amagama amapolisa aphatheka ekutshayweni lekubotshweni kwabafundi beGokomere High School eMaswingo. Isayithi yona ithi kulabasekeli bezanu-PF abahluthunele abaphila ngokuthengisa indawo zokusebenzela enzikini yakobulawayo. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Salubonani ku-Studio 7. Linjani lonke badala bami, linjani lonke basakazi beStudio 7 lonke. Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Mina ngikhulumayo ngo-trust wakwaNdimand, ngo-trust wakwaNdimand. Ngibingelela bonke abangaziyo ekhaya, eMbembeswana, eMbembesi. Ngibingelela bonke abangaziyo. Ngithi linjani khona ngapho. Mina ngikhuluma ngiseGoli. Ngithi njani. Sekulinywa yini ekhaya? Izulu selisina, ngapha selisina.
Njani kuStudio 7? Linjani kuStudio 7? Ngikhuluma ngisebhinga lapha ebhinga isithwele nzima njani. Akulaziborani, isithwele nzima, siyahlupheka. Abasicabangi vele kumbe bathi sizinyamazana yebhinga. Kulabantu boyebhinga, kulabantu abasizame khona ngale phezulu eHarare besifakele iziborani bantu. Siyafa ngokuma lapha ebhinga, ebhingela usulu. Umumbu siyalima sokapho besirobhe ikhothoni, silime besirobhe besithengele ngemali encane, sithwele nzima bantu benkosi.
Bengalala kuStudio 7 nabalaleli. Olibingelelayo yinzalo yaseMathebeleland South, kodwa mbingelela ngiseGoli angabalekela khona ngoba sekunobunzima eZimbabwe. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi okungcono ngibaleke ngizodinga idlelo eliluhlaza ngapha eSouth Africa. Ngithi ngithatha leli thuba nje ngibonge iMthakazi Republic Party. iMthakazi Republic Party ikhanya ivuka inomfutho omkhulu kakhulu ngemva kokuthi iMother Party yethu eyizaphu yakholapsa. Ithe ikholapsile ethanjeni noma ngithe emgogodleni wezaphu, kwaphuma ibandla le-MRP elivibrant elinabantu abakhaliphileyo. Ngithi ngithathe leli thuba nje ngithi hawu, phambili MRP, phambili. Thina si-MRP silwela inkululeko yamaNdebele, silwela inkululeko kaMthakazi. Asilweli iZimbabwe, silwela inkululeko kaMthakazi. Esikufunayo ngumthwakazi wethu. Engithanda ukunxusa wonke umuntu oyinzalo yaseMathebeleland, Matebeleland South, Matebeleland North, Manicaland, bakithi asiphakameni ngobuningi, asiphakameni sihlobo zami.
Kanjani egwamba mokini ngwenya edaluka usayiriki laphana empuweni oNdebele umziwa linjani khona ngapho ikhese matopo bulawayo wanke wanke kulobo sathembi laphana sathembi yabona thembi singene yonke indawo obulawayo anyalithanda abantwana bakababa imumuveni ngwenya.
sanibonani, sanibonani obingelelayo ku Studio 7 ngifiselani isibanda seGoli ngizala kumadlambuzi Plumtree. Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngakho nanku ngokubuze yize abanye abafowethu bakubona ngeyindlela bathi kona i-tribalist, kodwa ke ngifuna ukuthi kathi ake sibhekiseni amehlo sonke siyisizwe sakwaMthakazi, sibhekene iqembu lebhola elidlalayo njengoma elidlala neSouth Africa bangaki abakhethiwe abakwaMthakazi eqenjini lesizwe. Bese ngithi kulaba abantu abathi bona umqondisi ne-MRP ine-tribalist, ngithi akubuke nje iqembu lebhola uzothi kona hayi ngokubana abantwana bakwaMthakazi abafuna ukudlala ibhola kumbe akuna talent, ngumbuzo engibashiya nawo. Kodwa mina i-answer enginayo ukuthi i-tribalist liyana evela laphaya, and i-tribalist liyana ebonisa ukuthi kona uMthakazi vele angeke ukhethe ukuthi udlalele iZimbabwe ngokubana engasuka seZimbabwe. Ifebekuba abantwana bakwaMthwazi bengabaseZimbabwe kanti bezokhetha nakhona bebafake bedlale. Iqembu le-Highlanders manje ngakulo uzothola kungasena nabantwana basesintini sokugcila abantwana basesishoneni kulo kakhulu. Why? Because of akunandlela yokubadevelopha ngokwezibongo, besebancane bahle bavele bacindezele. And leyo into eyiqiniso ngokubana siyisizwe sikaMthwazi ibhola siyalithanda. Ungabuka ngesikhathi sengisakusadlala uMadinda siyalena emuva nabo Peter, i-Highlanders ayikhipha ama-players amahle ayidlala, kodwa manje ngeke isakhipha ngoba ama-talent lana ahlabulawe esesemancane ngenxa yezibongo. Utholeke ku-Highlanders ogcwele ama-players esesishoneni uma sokubizwa esikwadini sebebiza ngokwezibongo zabo.
Sanibonani balaleli bakaStudio 7 labasebenza kuStudio 7, mina endibingelelayo ngisemaphisi. Ngiyesaba lokuqamba ibizo lami ngoba ngiduze lo mgodi wafakwa abantu lapha ebhalapha. So lapha asile sikhalazo esikhulu kakhulu, singabalimi bakithi. Khathesi izulu nanti liyathwala, amabele kavunwa, ngikhombani kuloko ukuthi kuya kusasa. Amabele ethaza zachithe, kanti thina futhi sisebenzela uhulumeni. Thina kasitholi lutho, yibo abathatha amabele besiyathengisa emazweni, bethole izimali zabo abazifake emabhenki. Nxa siyizisebenzi zabo ngabasihloniphe, lathi babona ukuthi siyabasebenzela, sizafika isikhathi sokuthi lathi uNkulunkulu asikhulule kubasebenzeleni. Siyacela sibili ukuthi la nxa kunganethwa amabele la achitheke ngomnyaka ozayo, vele bangasitsheli ngomthini. Ungangcono basitshele ukuthi kabafuni ukuze sibekwazi esikwenza.
KuStudio 7 livuka njani. Hey, siyabonga kusethulela indaba ezimnandi. Hey, siyakhala endaweni yakithi yasenkaya. Yaya ikhulumende le yayisiphathi kahle, lo mgwaqo wethu vela ukho kahle kusukela lokhu bethatha umbuso vele labanje umgwaqo wethu lokufile. Hey, ithanda ukubingelela nje abanye nje izihlobo abangaziyo khona lekayi endaweni yakwesivala.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Associated Press ithi umkholi webutho kweleSudan uGeneral Abdel Fattah Burhan usezikhethile njalo ukuba ngomkhokheli welizwe ngemva kokugenqula uhulumende kumaviki asanda kwedlula. I-Voice of America ibika ukuba izizukulwana zabantu abadabuka kwele Namibia ezihlala kwele Botswana zithi zifuna ukuhlawulwa ngele Germany phezu kokubulawa kwabokhokho bazo ngamajelimana kumbuqazwe we-genocide owenzakala e-Namibia kuminyaka elikhulu edluleyo. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Owake waba ngumongameli waleli lizwe umnumzana Donald Trump izolo ucele inkantolo ukuthi ivimbe ukwethulwa kwamaphepha aveza okwakusenzeka kuhulumende wakhe namuhla, ephiwe ikomiti ephenya udlakela olwadalwa ngabasekeli bakhe ephalamende ngosibandlela. Omunye umthethwandaba ulahle udaba luka-Trump ngolwesibili wathi amaphepha la kumele aphiwe ikomiti le namuhla. Usizamile njalo kwezinye inkantolo ukuvala lolu daba uTrump esithi amaphepha la kumele engavezwa ngoba yena njengomuntu owaba ngumongameli evikelekile phansi kwalokhu okuthiwa yi-executive privilege ngesiNgisi. Kepha uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden uthi akula executive privilege ekhona njalo uthi uzawaveza lawa maphepha. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana efihlela Ncube.
Akumangalisi ukuthi uTrump aye emthethwandaba ngokuba kunengi afuna ukuthi akuvimbele nxa sikhangela ukuthi kungaphumi. Kuyabonakala ngalesiya sikhathi ukuthi waba lalokho leqhaza libambayo ekuthini kuze kube lokuhlaselwa kweCongress. Kanti ke vele singakhohlwa ukuthi uTrump yilokhu okuthiwa ngesiNgisi litigious. Ungumuntu othanda ukuya emthethwandaba vele, ungakhangela imbali yakhe. Ungumuntu othi njalo nje ukubophisana uyakuthanda.
Umthethwandaba ubona uluphatha njani lolu daba?
Umthetho into azabe uyikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ikambe ukukhitshwa kwama documents lawa kwama records kumlimaza okungakanani uTrump kumbe njalo kuncedisa okungakanani ukuba iCongress yenze lokho efanele ukwenze i-oversight ngokuphathelene lamandla waphiwe yi-constitution ye-America. Ngokubona kwami ngibona angeke aliwine aphumelele kulokho azama ukuthi akuvimbele amandla ngase eceleni leCongress ukuthi iphumelele kulokho ekufunayo.
Isibone ikomiti yeParliamente ephenya udaba lodlakela lolu ivisa ababe yiziphatha amandla kuhulumende kaTrump abalichumi ukuthi baze kuma phambi kwayo bephe ubufakazi, kodwa sesike sabona abanye bebizwa kodwa besala. Laba sizabona behamba yini kulikomiti?
Baza qhubeka besala kakhulu ngokuba kulalokho okuthiwa yibase yepolitical party. Nxa uyiRepublican uyaphila kakhulu, uyenza izinto lezi ezizakwenza ukuthi labo abasesandleni sokudla kakhulu okuthiwa yi-right kupolitics bakuthande. Singakhohlwa ukuthi abantu bazafuna ukuba ngama-candidates nje ngo-2022 lo ozayo. Abanye njalo bazafuna ukuthi basale belokhe besezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, lokhe namandla. Kanti ke lanxa engasozangene ngo-2024 labo abamthandayo babe belamandla ukuthi bangakuvimbela ukuthi ube yi-candidate kumbe ukuthi uthathe isihlalo thizeni kusuka phansi uzuyefika khona le ku-national government. Ngakho abazakwala vele abanye ukuze babe sezincwadini ezinhle zika-Trump, babe sezincwadini ezinhle zama-Republicans.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Siziqibe ngezemidlalo. Iqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. IGhana ibe ngotshekile obhanqa 1-1 le-Ethiopia. EleZimbabwe lizadlala lele-Ethiopia emdlalweni walo olandelayo, kuthi eleGhana lidibane lele-South Africa lona elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kulesi sibaya njalo likhokhela nge-3 points. IZimbabwe yiyo esemsileni ilomklomelo owodwa kuphela. Sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kubotshwe amalunga ePhalamende aweMDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora, useneta Kalipani Pugeni loseneta Chifu Ndlovu izolo. izigaba zeMathebeleleni zilakho ukulahlekelwa izabelo zabameli bePhalamende ama-constituencies ngenxa yenani eliphansi kakhulu labantu abakuluhlu lwabavotayo. Iqembu leZimbabwe Warriors linqotshwe ngeleSouth Africa nge-1-0 emdlalweni weGroup G World Cup Qualifier izolo. Kwanele Mthwakazi, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Yimi uNtungami Lenkomo.